life as a battle. Old Testament battles were against physical foes. Amen. Using swords and spears, horses and chariots. It's what they used to fight battles in Old Testament times. Amen. And then even fighting against those physical foes, many times the power and the might of God was evident.
Amen.
Last Sunday we talked about a physical confrontation between David and Goliath.
Amen.
That was a physical battle.
Yes.
Amen. It was hand-to-hand combat.
All right.
We talked about the fact that Goliath issued the challenge.
Amen.
And the little shepherd boy named David was the only one to answer the challenge.
All right.
Amen. And it was a physical confrontation, but we know the story how the Lord, amen, got in behind that stone when David slung it out of his sling. Amen. How the Lord allowed that stone to sink into the forehead of Goliath. Amen. It didn't bounce off. It sunk in to his forehead. Glory be to God. Our subject last Sunday was, you remember it, don't you? Giants come, but they do fall.
Amen.
Anybody knock down any giants last week?
All right.
Yeah.
Glory be to God. Our fight today, saints of God, is a spiritual fight.
Amen.
I want you to know that the Lord wants you and I to be winners.
Yeah.
Let me say that again. Glory be to God. The Lord wants you and I to be winners.
That's right.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Not just repeating scriptures or popular sayings. You know, sometimes there's really no victory in just a popular saying.
Amen.
And you got to trust God for victory.
All right.
Hallelujah. Sometimes, you know, as we said earlier, sometimes we say, we get caught up, we say, I'm too blessed to be stressed. It just sounds like something real Christian to say,
right. But
all at the same time, we stressed out.
Right.
But we join in the chorus with everybody else, I'm too blessed to be stressed. God is good all the time. Somebody will shout, all the time, God is good. I'm sitting there wondering how you're going to make it. The Lord wants us to move past just saying, amen, familiar sayings.
Right.
And caught up in memorizing scriptures. Glory to God. He wants us to move beyond that.
Yes. Thank you.
The only way we're going to do it, amen, is we're going to have to be able to fight this spiritual fight that we're in. Glory be to God. 2 Corinthians 10, 3 and 4. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh.
Amen.
Glory be to God. This verse, amen, deserves repeating over and over and over and over again because people in the church have not come to grips with the fact that we're not fighting flesh.
Right.
Glory be to God. I was just lifted. So I was listening to a speaker the other day, and he was talking about, amen, the atmosphere of the church. And this man was out west somewhere because he was talking about he had just come in from San Francisco, California. And I don't know where he was when he was making this presentation at that time. But, amen, from what he was saying, I'm thinking this guy must have been sitting in the back of our church.
All right.
Amen.
He must have been sitting in the back of any church in this area. Glory to God, because the man was talking about the volatile atmosphere in the church.
Yes, amen.
Glory be to God. He, you know, and I just listened to him. He said, because people show up in the church looking for a fight against flesh. They come to fight the devil. They come to fight somebody.
That's right.
No, I got quiet over there.
Amen.
It's all right. Yeah, definitely. I felt a nerve about that.
It's all right.
Huh? And I'm thinking, if this man is way out west, and that's the atmosphere that he's in, well, this is the atmosphere of the, quote, church today.
Right.
And he was talking about, he said, he said, people, preachers have a task of leading people, especially people that don't want to be led. He was talking about he'd been in the ministry 30-some years or maybe more, and he was saying it's just totally different now. He said, you try to preach, they go back and get on the internet. I wonder how come he didn't preach like this man.
Uh-huh.
Glory be to God. And so we have a fight on our hands, and it's a spiritual fight. And that's why I have to say over and over and over and over again, the word says, be not conformed to this world. The world is walking around looking for a fight. Now, the church folk ought not be walking around looking for a fight.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise
Amen.
The Lord.
We almost show up on Sunday like we got them on our side. Call out your parking lot. We'll be out there at 12:15.
Amen.
I ain't shouting, I ain't praising no Lord or nothing. I come to fight today. And see, that's sad.
It is.
Yeah.
That is sad. Because see, Paul tells us right here, we walk in the flesh, but we don't war after the flesh.
Yes.
Our confrontation is not against Jeff, Calvin, and Alphonse. Huh? Tyrone. Terrell. That's not my fight.
That's right.
These good faithful brothers, I just call their names out. And we're not in no dispute. Don't y'all misunderstand. We're not in no dispute. I just let you know that wouldn't be my fight. The fight is a spiritual. Paul says, though we walk in the flesh, we do not walk after the flesh. But see, this is why I tell you, the Lord wants us to win. Because it says there in verse 4, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. So you've got something to fight with.
Yes.
The Lord don't have you in a battle with nothing to fight with. He said the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God.
Yes.
To the pulling down of strongholds. Glory be to God. Just those two verses there in 2 Corinthians 10. Now, I must continue to emphasize the importance of the Holy Ghost.
All right.
Amen. Which is the Spirit of God. And I praise God that many are coming to grips with the fact that we all need the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Amen.
I'm talking about, amen, as the Bible sets it forth. Glory be to God. Not how man have watered it down. I'm talking about how the Bible sets it forth. Because the Lord said, my word is settled in heaven.
Amen.
And it's not going to change.
Right.
For no one.
Thank you, Lord. That's right.
Thank you, Jesus. Listen, saints of God. Satan would like to make you and I believe that he does not exist. Thank you, Jesus, but he does.
Amen.
That's right.
He's alive. He's alive. He's alive. He's alive. He's alive.
That's right.
you will do well and I will do well, amen, to arm ourselves against the schemes and his strategies. Mm-hmm. When you think about how long Satan has been deceiving people, me and you is just a piece of cake for him.
Amen.
If we don't keep our hand in the hand of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Glory be to God. Haven't been far. I said the other week, lived my life in about a 50-mile radius. 98% of my life is lived in at least a 50-mile radius. It might be shorter than that. Might be about 49 and a half miles or something.
All right, then.
And so what I'm saying is, the things that Satan have to pull us down, glory to God, and that can pull us down, some of us have never confronted it. Put on the whole armor of God. Thank you, Jesus. We need to arm ourselves against Satan's strategies.
Uh-huh.
Now, let's look at this passage here in Ephesians. Amen. I shared a portion of this with our noonday prayer on Tuesday. Amen. Verse 10, Paul says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Glory be to God. How are you going to do that? How are you going to be strong in the Lord? Amen. By each day becoming more and more dependent upon the word of God.
Amen.
Because the word of God is the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. That's what John chapter 1 tells us. The word became flesh. It said, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Amen. And see, this is why I wanted to stop right here and spend a little time right here, because as I was saying in Sunday school, many times we hear scripture, we hear phrases, and we just glaze over them and just keep on moving. But the word says, amen, put on the whole armor of God. How are you going to do that? Because it's more than just reading the verses.
That's right.
But he said, put on the whole armor of God. And why do you need to do that? That you can stand against the wiles, the schemes, the manipulation, the craftiness, the deceptiveness of Satan.
That's right.
You need God's armor. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Put on the whole armor of God, for we wrestle. Oh, here we go. Here we go. Wrestle. Not against flesh and blood, but we are wrestling. Now, to wrestle is close contact.
Right.
If you're in a war with guns, you can stand over here and shoot over there.
Right.
But to wrestle is close. It's hand to hand. Personal contact. Glory to God. But Paul said, we're not wrestling against flesh and blood, but against principalities.
Mm-hmm.
Principalities is an area. Principality. It's an area. Now, where is this area? Is it up the road? Is it in tight squeeze? Is it in hurt? Where is this area? Look up. It's right over your head. Those demonic spirits Glory to God. You can't see, but they are impacting and influencing you and I day in and day out.
Amen.
Look at this. We're wrestling against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. That's over our heads, saints of God. Hallelujah. Flashback. A few Sundays ago, we talked about it. Daniel prayed and prayed and prayed. When the angel finally showed up, the angel said, I heard you the first day, but I was helped up. That was a demonic force holding me up. And I had to sit for reinforcement. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And Daniel was a praying man. Daniel has spent a lifetime praying. And you and I pray for 5 minutes here, 10 minutes there. And we wonder why sometimes we don't get any results. Because those spirits, hallelujah,
amen,
holding up.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. I know. This is, might sound a little strange, but I'm trying to break it down for you. Amen. So we just don't glaze over it. Principalities and powers, amen, the rulers of the darkness of this world. Satan is the ruler of the darkness.
Yes.
Amen. Glory be to God. Why do they wait till the midnight hour? Huh? When my love will come down. How come your love can't come down in the daytime?
Man.
Huh? Because he wanted love to come down on somebody that ain't his.
Wow. Right.
The midnight hour, schemes and manipulations and these type things are put together in the darkness of the hour. Glory be to God. Y'all feel better after a while. You feel better after a while. Look at this. Ephesians 2 and 2. Talking about, amen, the powers of darkness. Ephesians 2 and 2. Paul says, wherein in time past, ye walked according to the course of this world. Paul was telling the Ephesians in this same book right here, just a few chapters earlier. He said, you were walking according to the course of this world. According to the prince of the power of the air. The spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience.
Man.
Paul was talking about being delivered, but he was telling him, you used to walk according to the course of whatever the world says. The world says, drink this, go there, say this, do that. The world said, we find ourselves doing it. Paul said, you used to do that. You used to do what the world say do. And you acted according to the prince of the power of the air. Satan is the prince of the power of the air.
Amen.
Maybe I should have put this in two parts. I don't know whether we're going to be out for evening service.
All right, go ahead.
Thank you. The prince of the power of the air, and Paul further describes it, he said, the spirit that now working in the children of disobedience. Glory to God. When we walk in disobedience, people of God, we're walking according to the prince of the power of the air.
Yes.
For when we are led by the Holy Spirit, we walk according to, amen, to the word of God. But when we disobey God's word, then we're walking according to the prince of the power of the air, which is Satan. That old devil. It's over there in Revelation. I don't think I wrote that down, but over there in Revelation, they call him They were four different names, called old dragon, Satan, serpent, the devil. God's going to be cast into the lake of fire. Glory to God. But until then, he's wreaking havoc in your life and in my life.
All right.
But if we put on the whole armor,
God.
Oh my God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Put on the whole armor of God that we're going to be able to stand against the wiles, against his tricks, against his schemes. And I'm just talking today to people that want to overcome.
All right.
I'm talking to people today that are tired of playing church.
Right.
I'm talking to people today that are serious about their walk and not coming to church looking for a fight, looking for what they can complain about. I'm not talking to them. I'm praying for them. And in the meantime, I'm talking to those that want to be overcomers.
Yeah.
Anybody here want to be an overcomer?
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Now, Paul says here, wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God. Take it all, Lord. He may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all, Paul says, when you have done all that is within your power to stand, Paul says, yet stand. Now, we're going to get into a few pieces of this armor. Stand therefore, verse 14, having your loins girt about with truth.
Mm-hmm.
Your loins. Here is your loins. Having your loins with a belt of truth.
All right.
How many know that God's word is truth?
Yeah.
Having your loins girt about with truth. Protecting your loins. Amen. In the loin area is your strength and your reproductive system. You see, God wants you to reproduce. Huh? Oh, yes. Yes, he wants you to reproduce. Glory be to God. We have to be ministering to others. Hallelujah. That are coming behind us. Oh, my God.
Amen.
Oh, some are going to sleep on me. You see, when you got your belt on and your loins is protected, see, your belt means you're ready for action.
All right.
Come on.
Huh? You see how young boys going around with no belt on? They ain't ready for action.
Yes.
No, they're not ready for action.
No.
If they have to move quick, they can't do it.
That's right.
Because the waist of the pants is down here around the knees.
That's right.
And you can't run like that. You can't defend yourself. You can't do nothing but stand there.
Amen.
But if you got your belt on and you got it up around your loin, that means you ready for action. And the truth. What is it? Having your loin girt about with truth. John 8, 32 and verse 36. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free.
Amen.
Verse 36. If the Son therefore shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed. Glory be to God. Have all your belt of truth. Glory be to God. You see, truth is the greatest weapon that we have against Satan's lies.
Amen.
Oh, my God. Thank you, Jesus. When he come with his lies, we just come with the truth of the word.
Yeah.
Jesus said in his prayer, in John 17 and 17, sanctify him through thy truth. And he said, thy word is a truth. Glory be to God. Somebody tell the Lord, thank you. Well, let's move on. It says, and having on the breastplate of righteousness. Christ is our righteousness. And having on the breastplate of righteousness means that we are protecting the vital organs. huh? Your heart, your lungs. Glory be to God. Those vital organs that we need to live. The breastplate. Put on righteousness. Another antidote against the lies and the deception of Satan is righteousness. You see, the devil is a liar. And the Bible says he's the father of lies. Glory be to God. The breastplate of righteousness. And it says, having your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Shoes. You got shoes. I got shoes. All of God's children got shoes. Now, in a fight, in a battle, glory to God, you got to have on the right kind of shoes. Huh? Anybody seen a professional basketball player on the court with combat boots on?
Come on.
Huh? You see him running up and down the court trying to compete with combat boots on? No. No. You got to get on the right kind of shoes.
That's right. Oh, hallelujah.
Glory to God. And so the saints have to put on the right kind of shoes. Yeah. It says right here, amen, having on shoes to prepare you to spread peace. Huh? Have your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. We're to be vessels of peace.
That's right.
Not coming to church each week looking for a showdown. That's the devil.
That's right.
That is Satan.
That's right.
That is not God.
That's right.
If they say one word to me, listen. That's not the Lord.
That's right.
That's your flesh and the devil.
That's right.
We're supposed to be vessels of peace. Oh my God.
Amen.
Coming right down your pew.
Amen.
And move on. Yeah. Above all, taking the shield of faith.
Yeah.
We've been talking about faith.
Thank you, Jesus.
Bible said that he that cometh to God must believe that he is a rewarder of them that will diligently seek him.
Amen.
It also says in that 11th chapter of Hebrews, someone spoke it in Sunday school, that without faith it is impossible to please God.
Yes.
You got to know, saints of God, as I said in the beginning, that the Lord wants you to be a winner.
Amen.
And it says, taking the shield of faith. Now the thing about a shield is that a shield is held out in front of you.
Uh-huh.
Now get this. If all of us is walking side by side, and all of us is holding up our shield, we're not only protecting ourselves, but we're protecting our brother and sister on the right and on the left. Glory to God. Having the shield of faith. And what do you need the shield for? What the word say you need the shield for? You can quench the fiery darts of the wicked.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Satan and his demons is continuing to fire at you and I, amen, fiery darts.
Yeah.
Intended to harm us.
Yeah.
Intended to slow us down. Intended to turn us around.
Yeah.
But you got to have the shield of faith. Let me move on, glory to God, and take the helmet of salvation.
Yes.
Now, what is the helmet? Where does the helmet go?
It
goes on the head. Is that some of our problem, you suppose? We don't have nothing on our head? Huh? No helmet on our head? That's a big issue in the football world now.
That's right.
It's even with helmets. Oh, God. They are suffering, amen, life-altering injuries. But the child of God, we need the helmet of salvation.
Amen.
Glory be to God. If Satan can get to your head
that's right.
and get inside of it,
Great power.
The helmet of salvation. You need that protection on your head. Saints of God. Hallelujah. As part of the armor. Because once Satan gets inside of your head, he can wreak havoc in your life.
Amen.
He can have you walking around thinking nobody likes you.
Mm-hmm.
He can have you walking around thinking everyone is against you.
That's right.
He can have you thinking that you are a nobody.
That's right.
But I told you earlier, the devil is a liar. Glory to God. The helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Hallelujah. Daily, we need to find ourselves in the Word of God.
Amen.
Whether it is there in the morning or in the midday, in the evening or in the waning hours of the day, we need to spend time in the Word.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Ooh,
glory to God. Your word, amen. Your word is what's going to, amen, bring deliverance in your life, along with all of the armor that we have talked about. You remember the temptation that Jesus encountered, and each time Jesus, amen, called the word to surface, he said, it is written.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. So you need the word of God. Thank you, Lord. And verse 18. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. Look at that, saints of God. And watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Now, here's how we're going to best, amen, be able to pray for all of the saints and watch for the saints if we got to pray in the Spirit.
Amen.
Is that what the word says?
Amen.
Huh? Amen. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Because, amen, just naturally, I may not know what my brother needs.
That's right.
Or naturally, I end up praying for myself. And my family, and my little core of people that I know, have you. But when we pray in the Spirit reaches beyond, amen, my carnal sense. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus, because if the truth be known, somebody other than my family and you need prayer. And if I'm a soldier for the Lord, I need to be employing, amen, my energies to everybody.
Yes.
So, Paul, glory to God, prayer is not part of the armor, but prayer will hold the thing together.
Yes.
Oh my Lord. He says, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. And this is why I want to talk about sometime, amen, praying in the Spirit. Because when we have prayer, can I help somebody here today? When we have prayer, after about 10 minutes, the building grows quiet. You mean you done prayed for all the saints in 10 minutes?
Right.
I'm just trying to help somebody. That's all I'm doing. You cannot like me or, you know, whatever. I hope you like me, but if you choose not to like me, then you know, you got that liberty.
Yeah.
But this is why we talk about praying in the Spirit. Glory to God. You done call all the church members' name in 10 minutes. You know, in the Sunday school lesson, over another part of the same lesson, the man was talking about this lady that was a woman of prayer. You know, we were talking about Dorcas.
Uh-huh.
And he said he went to visit this lady, and she pulled out about 4 sheets of paper with about 200 names and said she prayed for those names, those people, every day.
Lord have mercy. Amen.
See, we got to grow some.
Yes.
We got have to grow some.
Yes.
Huh? When it comes to praying, glory to God, we gotta learn to stay down there.
Amen.
Huh? We get in there for 2 minutes and run out. Because we don't run out of vocabulary. That's all we know. Bless Mary Jane and Bobby Beal. Bless my teacher, my Sunday school teacher. And thank you, Lord, for food. And thank you for my parents. Thank you for my children.
Amen.
And
all right.
You're going to run out.
Amen.
The Spirit won't run out.
That's right.
Oh, my God. God will give you the ability to cut it at the appropriate time.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes when I'm praying, I want to just keep on praying, but it doesn't got quiet. And I said, well, they ready to quit.
All right.
Showing up when I get up and look around. He's...
Amen. Oh, amen. Amen.
And verse 18 says, praying with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit.
Amen.
Supplication for all the saints. See.
Thank you, Jesus.
See, your calm vocabulary won't let you pray for those folk you don't like. I ain't praying
for
them. She got sick. I ain't praying for her. Maybe she'd be all right, but I ain't. I would be vicious, selfish. You don't have dinner, church. I ain't praying for him. That's your calm.
Oh, that's right.
But when we can step over in the Spirit, glory to God. And that's why I talk about the indwelling of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
It might sound a mystery, but if you diligently seek God for it, it'll come to pass.
Have mercy, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Hallelujah.
It will come to
pass.
Thank
you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Praying in Jesus. The Spirit.
Jesus.
What it says? And watching.
Thank you.
Praying and watching.
Yes, Lord.
Praying and watching.
Amen.
Let me close, because you know, it's just kind of like what I'm praying. I see y'all when I got time.
All right,
man.
Take it down.
When we put on the whole armor of God,
yes.
We will be better able to withstand the attacks of Satan.
Amen.
Just going to list a few things that how he attacks us. He attacks us with pride. He attacks us with envy. He attacks us with lust for forbidden pleasures. He attacks us with itching ears. You know, itching ears is the preaching and the talk that you love to hear. And I told my wife, sometimes the preachers, you be looking at them on TV and you be listening. Sometimes the only time he get a respond is when he say something funny. Other than that, you don't hear no amen, hallelujahs, or nothing.
Okay.
It's a little fun to be in the audience.
Sure do.
<too.
laughs> Amen.
Amen.
Satan wants us to have itching ears. Won't pastor to come and just make me happy every week. Just leave me so I'm just walking on cloud nine. I want you to be caught up in the rapture, not just walking
all
on
right.
cloud
nine. All right.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, my.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
He attacks us with disappointment. How many of you have been disappointed and Satan just keep drilling that to you?
All right.
Just because you were disappointed in something, he just keep bringing it.
Right.
It's the past. You trying to get over it, and he just keep bringing it.
Amen.
Discouragement. He attacks us with doubt. Oh, he attacks us with division. And there are a host of other tricks that Satan has.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But if we put on the whole armor of God, people, we'll be able to stand against the wiles, the tricks of the devil. Glory to God. As I said in the beginning, amen, the Lord wants us to do more than just to be able to get happy off of the Hebrew boys coming out of the fiery furnace.
Amen.
Glory be to God. How are you coming out of your furnace?
All right.
How are you coming out of your test?
Yeah.
Glory to God. That's their testimony.
Right.
And we get happy about it, but it should build our faith.
Yes, amen.
That having done all to stand, I'm going to stand.
Hallelujah.
Oh, my God. Glory be to God. Not going to let Satan take me out, but I'm going to stand.
Yes.
In these times when people are falling by the wayside, glory to God, folks are giving up and giving out.
Yeah.
I'm determined to hold on unto the end.
Yeah.
I don't know if anybody else in here feels like me.
Hallelujah.
But I feel like going on just a little bit further with the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory be to God. I have found the object every day with the Lord.
Yes, Lord.
It gets a little better and a little better. Not that it goes without tests and trials. But I discovered that they come to make me strong. The tests and trials come to build up my muscles, my spiritual muscles. The tests and trials come to, amen, cause me to get deeper into the Word of God. Glory be to God. And once again, to be able to relate that if he did it for them, he can do it for me. Glory be to God. And even things in my own life, when I have flashbacks every now and then, and I know that it was nobody but the Lord that brought me out, I realize that it's only a matter of time he's going to bring me out of this situation. If I can hold on, if I can hang on, if I can stand firm on his word.
Yes,
put on the whole armor of God. Let the Lord fight your battle.
Yes.
Next Sunday school lesson is fight the good fight of faith.
Amen.
Huh? We tried to stay away from it, so we're not going to share the verses, but just think about it.
Yes.
This is a good fight.
Amen.
Fight over parking space. That's not a good fight.
Amen.
Huh? Fight over some electronic device because it ain't got but a certain number and you scrambling through the door trying to get that. That's not a good fight.
Oh, no.
Fighting with your grocery cart. Now you see somebody else coming to the short line. And both of y'all heading to the short line. And you give them that evil eye like you said, I was here. That's not a good fight. But take your time, they're going to chip the eye. Y'all pray for me, man. Please pray for me. Y'all stay. This is a fight that we're in.
That's right.
And it's not against flesh and blood.
Amen.
Those principalities and powers, that work that is going on over our heads. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. You remember the conversation that Satan and the Lord had about Job? Job was down there minding his own business, enjoying his 10 children and his wife and all his cattle and stuff, just sit back and enjoy yourself. Now, while stuff starts falling apart, Satan asked the Lord, let me at it.
Amen.
Let me at it. Job didn't know nothing about it. The man praying every day, praying for his children.
Right.
Glory to God. Just like Dorcas, that I was saying, this new good woman.
That's right.
But she got sick and died.
Yeah.
Put on the whole armor. Why are you going to do that, preacher? That you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. He will not cease trying to deceive you.
That's right.
He will not let up trying to turn you around.
That's right.
So for that reason, you've got to put on the whole armor. Put on all